The Older Brother, Lent Day 16. For the past 2 days, we have been looking at the different characters from the parable of the prodigal son, as recorded in Luke chapter 15. Today we will continue looking at the parable, and this time focus on the actions of the older brother. Of the three characters in the prodigal son, perhaps the older brother is the one with whom we can best identify. Perhaps it is because, well, basically, he's the good guy. He is a friendly guy. He is the one who did the right thing and stayed faithful. He stayed home. He did not squander the money that his father had given him. He was loyal. He was obedient. But mostly, we see in him the man who, like all of us, recognizes the unfairness of life. Injustice was being played out because when the younger brother came home, there was a celebration. It was almost as if he was being rewarded for his breach of discipline. The older brother also asked some questions that could have arisen out of a simple jealousy. Why not me? Why is it that good things happen to bad people? Why are the actions of the bad person being rewarded while my goodness goes unnoticed? I have been loyal. I have been the model son any father would be proud of. Now this son of yours comes home after squandering and abusing what you have given him. How can he be worthy of the fatted calf, of a celebration, the ring of authority on his hand? Simply, why not me? Perhaps it is this expression that rings the bell of familiarity in all of us. There are many examples of unfairness in our lives. Often we see people who seemingly do not deserve to be rewarded, yet they get the honor with privileges and reward. Why not me? Is only a natural question to follow this inequity. Not only is it natural, it is logical if we believe good should be rewarded. Well, I've done it right. I'm a good guy. Sure, I have faults, but basically, I'm a good person. Why isn't my goodness being rewarded? The father in the story gives a very simple answer. His is an answer that comes from the vantage point of parenthood. Son, says the father to his oldest, I have always had you. Whatever I have is already yours. But this, my son, this younger son, your younger brother, was lost. He's found. He was dead and now he's alive. In so saying, the father is asking his son to see the higher picture. The bigger picture. It's not just about this moment, but there is a bigger project, so to speak. Ultimately, God's aim is to have us all, his children, reconciled with one another, reconciled with all of his creation. It's about a state of love and harmony so that everyone may share that kingdom. Now let's push this a little further and challenge ourselves, because after all, there is true injustice in the world. But at this Lenten journey, as it unfolds, we're understanding that the real problem is with our perception of the goal, of the prize. We're looking at those excesses and material goods as the prize, and we lose sight of the true treasure that is already a part of our life. The proof? Take a deep breath. Can you feel it enter into your lungs? That's a gift from God, on which you cannot place a price tag. Do you love someone? Someone you can look to? A child, a parent, a husband, a wife, a boyfriend, a girlfriend? That is a gift. Do you have the ability to smile? Do you have the ability to look out at the flowers, at the trees, at the mountains, at the sea, and stand in awe for a second, and realize that there is something far greater than material goods we consume? That is the gift. And that is the gift that has been given to you by God. He says, don't abuse it. Don't be like the prodigal. Don't squander what I have given you. And now, don't look for more. Because anything more are the excesses that you have to fight off anyway. Don't look for those extras because you've already been given the gift of life. What greater gift is there? You have the gift of love in your heart, along with the ability to take that love and share it with others. Today's challenge in the Lenten journey is to dismiss any jealousies that may be consuming us and preventing us from taking another step forward. As the father in the parable challenges the older son, we receive a challenge from the parable itself to take a walk in the shoes of the father. We'll note that in his unconditional love for both his sons, there is no room for jealousy. The love of God trumps everything. No matter how strong those feelings of jealousy or envy may be. Remember, God has placed love in your heart. It's up to you to use it, not abuse it. It's up to you to share it with others that you love, with your family, your community, and with this world. We conclude with another prayer from St. Nerses Shnorhali. All merciful Lord, have mercy on all your faithful, on those who are mine and those who are strangers, on those whom I know and on those whom I do not know, on the living and on the dead. Forgive all of my enemies and those who hate me, the trespasses they have committed against me. Turn them from the malice they bear toward me, that they may be worthy of your mercy. Have mercy upon all your creatures, upon me, a great sinner. Amen.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.